Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody, and welcome. Thank you for tuning in online or calling in by phone. Hello to our studio audience. You're looking good this Monday morning. Thank you all for taking time out of your busy schedule to be with us today. I'm your host, Gertrude Chapman. Tweet someone and let them know that your Turning Point broadcast is on now. Mark your Turning Point as a favorite so you won't miss any of our powerful 15 minutes of motivation to get your week started. We have a book launching event that will be taking place on Saturday, September the 5th, 2015, between 3 p.m. and 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We will be broadcasting for 30 minutes that day. We will let you know the exact time so you could tune in. Also, check out my new book on Amazon.com. They're all about motivation, inspiration, and having a winning mindset. You can go to Amazon.com/author/Gertrude Chapman. And you'll see a list of all of the books that I have on Amazon.com. Today's topic, get ready for the new season. What are your intentions for this upcoming year? We are well into the second half of 2015, and this is a great time for you to think about your future intents for 2016. There are things that you accomplished in 2015 and other things that you may not have gotten a chance to begin. Maybe you want to enroll in a class or start a business or a hobby or a book club, maybe even write a book. Whatever it may be, this is a good time to sit down and write out your plans. Set goals for each of those ideas you have listed and give yourself a reasonable time frame. Do not try to cram everything into a certain time frame. Give yourself room because this is very important. Because a lot of times people, when they cram things in, they get overwhelmed. And by being overwhelmed, it could cause you to quit before you even get started. This is a great opportunity to find some quiet time and design your future plan. The second question is, what would you do if money was not an option? When you are planning, begin where you are. You have what you need to get started. Begin to use your creativity and research ways to begin. Whatever you desire to do, it doesn't matter. Oftentimes, people cancel out their plans because they allow money to dictate all the terms. If you really wanted something bad enough, you will find a way to get it done. Am I right? So my next question is, how bad do you want it? When you want something bad enough, you will quit making excuses and do whatever it takes to get what is needed to fulfill your goals. Time to stop making excuses and march right ahead into your next phase of life. See your plan and choose not to focus on money. Motivate yourself by your vision. Learn to build in stages. Begin with whatever you need to get started and grow from there. Free your mind and do what you can with what you already have available. Search the web for answers to your questions and find out how to get started. There are tons of websites that offer good information, and you can find good discounts at many discount stores. The next question, what would you accomplish if you knew you could not fail? My. Success is a mindset, just like failure is a mindset. Choose to think on being successful. Every day, wake up thinking, saying, and expecting to be successful and having a successful day. You can have all the money in the world, and if you think you will be unsuccessful, guess what? You will be. So you have to keep your thinking in check and concentrate on success. Know within yourself that you have what it takes to succeed and that you have a wellspring of information that is available to you anytime that you need it. When your mind is elevated to succeed, failure does not even enter into the equation. Too many times people fall into the routine of the same old stinking thinking of what they have heard, and instead of elevating their minds and push beyond limitations, they settle for being passive. Have you had an active mind that is always looking to expect something new, a new strategy, a new idea? This is what you need, that active mindset, a new topic, new guidelines. As you think on new and not antiquated things, you will begin to feel you can do anything and accomplish much. Try a new way, a new approach, and see yourself launch forth and to be more productive. You have to stir yourself from the core of your very being and get excited to break out into newness. The more you accomplish, the more you look forward to accomplishing more. The fire of expectancy is at an all-time high. So keep pressing and refuse to settle back into being passive. Before long, at the end of the week, the end of the month, the end of the quarter, or the end of the year, you will be able to see how much quality production you have fully accomplished. Quality production. Not something just thrown together, but something that means excellence. Fully accomplished, meaning fully completed to the end. Be open to live your life launching out into the deep by putting in, you know, you got to put into operation something new. Do not be afraid. Fear is a limitation, and it paralyzes you from going forth. If the new plan did not work like you thought it would, try tweaking it a little. Just like a new shoe, sometimes you have to stretch it before you could get it to fit. But that's okay, because now you are faced with a challenge. Challenges are good. Changes are good, because both bring excitement. It causes your heart to pound, and it keeps you on your toes. With just 4 months and a few weeks left until the end of this year, try to finish some things that you have started and plan on making it a priority to accomplish more this year. More this year than what you did last year or what you've done this year. Believe that you can, because there's nothing impossible to you if you only believe. Remember the little engine that could? The little engine kept saying, I think I could, I think I could. And before long, you will see that you can, and you did it. The next question, what would you do if everything you needed was available to you? Now, this is something to think about. If everything was available, do not hesitate to move into getting things done. Again, avoid being passive. That is a big problem with some people, and they have to really work to overcome that weakness. In this case, some people begin to put everything ahead of their plans by working on other projects instead of working on the one that you have everything available to. Because they have in their mind, I already have everything I need for this project, so I could get started on it at any time. In the meantime, I need to work at getting the other projects together, because I'm missing this or that. Psychological, maybe? That you place something that is ready on the back burner and stumble about fretting over getting something else done that you are needed so much to get going. You need so much to get going. Why would you place something that you already have everything available for that? Motivation is set ablaze by finishing, because there you have a true accomplishment that sets into motion a clear path for energy toward the next project. Remember, your mind is a powerful tool that you should use to your advantage. If not, it will work against you, making everything a struggle to get done. Ready your mind and watch the flow of momentum. Renew, refresh, accomplish, and be energized to enjoy the fruit of your labor. How is that for this Motivational Monday broadcast? You have to rise to the occasion and begin today to plan and get ready for the new season. Hope that what you have heard has stirred your mind to be energized and that you will stop whatever you are doing if you are able to do that, and if not, you will make it a priority when you find that quiet time today. Don't put it off till tomorrow. Start today. You see, that's what happens a lot of times. People keep putting things off for another day. But make it a priority that you're going to get yourself ready for the new season. And you're going to pick up where you left off. And you're going to work toward getting those things done. Because there's only, what, 4 more months and a couple of weeks left to the end of the year? Think about it. Energize yourself. Why don't you, we love hearing from our listeners, our fans, our supporters. So drop us a line and let us know how much your turning point has motivated you. Email us at turningpointenrichment@gmail.com. Once again, turningpointenrichment@gmail.com. We've come to the end of our broadcast, and we hope that you tune in next Monday for 15 minutes of motivation to get your week started. You've been listening to Your Turning Point. I'm your host, Gertrude Chapman. Mark your turning point as a favorite so you don't miss any of these powerful episodes. Until next week, this is your time. This is your season. This is your turning point. Have a prosperous week.